number one or anything.
Yeah, they wouldn't make you do anything horrible.
They do that?
Well, they do that in Penthouse.
But you're in church. We don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, we might not get real specific.
Exactly.
I mean, that's okay.
All right, well, then I'm hearing this as a,
sounds
as a,
like
as a go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Green light for Mom.
Thank you very much, Lynn.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Bye-bye. I love you.
I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Lynn. It's a lock. Now,
on to Kathy and Dee Dee.
Yeah, how do we get your sisters in the magazine? You know?
Now,
seriously, what if...
You vixen.
What if...
You want to call Dee Dee or Kathy?
What if you went to Playboy and you said, and I have two very attractive sisters that would also like to be in the magazine?
We just lie to Playboy. Say they work
we'll
on
say
the
they
show.
All work, yeah, we'll say they you all work on our show. Haven't they all been on the show at one time or another?
Yeah, Dee Dee would probably be the more hesitant of the two, being a mom and having two babies.
Yeah, and then that tough guy husband of hers.
Right. Yeah,
right.
Teddy,
yeah.
You better
forget
look
her.
Out.
Yeah, forget her.
Teddy won't bust.
He'd never let her do it.
But
Teddy would say green light all the way, baby.
Oh, he would?
Oh, yeah.
Well, why don't we ask Dee Dee and Kathy?
Let's call Dee Dee.
Because really...
Lisa's sister Dee.
Do you not agree what would really just kick it over the top
would be three sisters?
Would be the fabulous Herndon sisters.
Two whole pages, probably.
Which really is a stage show that I recommend highly.
Well,
I've seen them perform.
Mm-hmm.
They do a great job. They're very
good. God, I'd pay to see your sisters naked.
You know what? Do that cheerleader routine you did.
Hello?
Hey, Dee Dee?
Yeah.
It's Don and Mike.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Hey, we're on the...
This isn't Dee Dee.
Oh, who is this?
No, it's Dee Dee.
Oh, Dee Dee, hi. We're on the air with Lisa.
Oh, okay.
And here's the deal.
What's the deal?
Lisa wants to be in Playboy. They're having this thing called...
Women of Radio.
Women of Radio. And Lisa wants to send in her pictures.
I'm not surprised.
Now, the question is...
You know, we think it's a great idea. We support her 100%. We just called your mom, talked to her about it.
Oh, my gosh.
She's on board with the project.
And we thought it would be really, really super.
Something that would really kick it over the top.
Uh-huh. If you and Kathy would do it, too.
Because then it would be like the Herndon sisters.
Because, you know, we could say that you two work on the show as well.
We'd kind of like deputize you, make you assistant producers.
Like on Andy of Mayberry, when he would get Gomer and Goober and Emmett the Fix-It Guy, he would make them deputies.
Yeah, Lisa, producer of the Don and Mike show. Lisa is also assisted on occasion by her sister Dee Dee and her sister Kathy.
I might see children listening to this.
How old are your children, Dee Dee?
They're young.
They're not. And
don't let them.
Is I have seriously saggies.
Well, but they can do wonders. Oh. We could put you in the background, and listen, I've seen you.
Hey, I'm...
Can I say something to you?
Yeah.
She's a strong woman.
I do, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, they do... They put them in any kind of position you want them to be.
Yeah, they can make them look however they want
them
to look.
They absolutely can make them look great.
That's like 7 inches.
I think, you know...
I mean, I've nursed babies for 2 years of my life.
You are really, really doing yourself a disservice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a hottie, and come on, now you should know you're a hottie.
I might show some shoulder.
Oh, come on.
Now, listen, I want to tell you, your sister has already told us she'd be topless and she'd show bush.
I think maybe. I said maybe. Yeah, okay.
Well, if it was a make-or-break proposition.
Yeah, right.
And I think probably...
Which hopefully it will be.
The two sisters may be just topless.
Yes.
You know, alongside, like, bookends.
Yeah, I always did fantasize about, like, being in, like, 17 together.
But, I mean, this is, you know, this is the classiest publication.
The classiest nude publication.
And you know what? We also have to send this tape to Hef.
And all my students could see and...
Listen to how we're promoting the magazine right
now.
Oh, my. This would be something I'd have to seriously consider.
All right, very good.
With my husband.
Very good, very good.
Yeah, talk about it with him.
That's it. Say hi to Teddy.
I will.
And Kathy's on her way to
Dee Dee's house.
Dee Dee's house.
All right.
All right, so tell Kathy.
Oh, my gosh, okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well,
fantastic.
Well, and now, of course, the phone lines are jammed.
I'm sure that there are supporters.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, this is Dino calling from Burlington, Vermont.
Hi, Dino.
I think there's going to be a whole bunch of Beach Towel Club members who are going to be purchasing this one.
Well, you know, I think she's a lock.
I was blown away, pardon the pun.
Surprised.
Very surprised when she said, would you mind if I tried out for this?
And how long, yeah, I'd like to know, you know.
Ew.
What, Lisa?
I do have to ask the lawyers to make sure that they're okay with this.
Oh, the hell with them.
Yeah, well, you know, just to cover our asses.
I think we're fine. I think, you
what
know,
do they care? It's your life.
And the deal is, what will be cool about this is really following it step by step and finding out what the audition process is and really if they bring you in.
Mike, you finally get to see her naked.
That's the bonus, too.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hey, it's Ryder.
Hi, Ryder.
Yeah.
Ryder, you like this idea?
Yeah, I do. I love it. I think Lisa is a lock.
It's a lock, yeah.
Oh,
it's a
lock.
We agree.
Yeah,
we agree.
Hello, Don and Mike.
If this is some sort of elaborate April Fool's joke in September, I will kill you.
Don't worry, it's not.
No. It is not. Swear to God. Swear on my kid's life.
Oh, thank God.
How does your significant other feel about it, Lisa?
He's fine.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Really?
Yeah. He was the first person I asked.
Surprising.
Be a point of pride.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Greetings,
hey.
Gods.
Hi there.
Hey, this is Kent from Chico.
Hi, Kent.
This is a definite vote for Lisa to take one for the team.
But this isn't...
She wants to.
This is her idea.
You said you have 6 million listeners. This is 6 million guaranteed copies sold for Playboy.
You know, as I said before, I'm very happy about Lisa doing this, but don't you think this is our ticket?
It's all
ticket
about me, 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 isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's
really
our ticket in the grotto, grotto, grotto.
Absolutely.
Donna Mike.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I thought Lisa could commute down with Chili Amar.
Chili Amar. if they had an issue with women of hair,
that might be Field and Stream.
I mean, like, women with hair on their breasts, women with hair on their backs.
Significant amounts of hair.
Jesus Christ.
I have more than enough hair down there.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is your ticket into the Playboy Mansion now.
Yeah, that's what we were just thinking that.
Hope so.
There you go.
Just thinking that. Thank you.
And you know, it really would be more special the more I think about it. Mm-hmm. Much more special with the two sisters.
Don and Mike, hello. Although
hi.
She stands on her own. She could make it in on her own.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I wanted to comment about Lisa.
She's right here, ma'am.
Okay, I just want to say, do it.
I really want to, thanks.
That would be a really great idea. I mean, honestly, if I had the opportunity, I would do it.
Let me ask you something, Lisa, on behalf of everybody listening right now. Why do you want to be a Playboy?
I have no answer for that.
Now, come on, there has to be a reason. Why? Why?
Because I know that all the people who listen to this show would buy the magazine and would really, really enjoy it.
And
I just want to give back.
This is... Man, this is fantastic. I like
Bomb
the idea of dragging this out. This is
Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah, Don. Is Lisa there?
Yes. Right here, sir.
Yeah, Lisa, I was wondering, are you hairy or are you bald?
I'm manicured.
I guess you got to wait for the magazine to find out.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, I just wanted to find out if it was going to be a puffy pair of pants or what. You know, that's all.
All right. Oh, yeah. Hi. Don and Mike, hello.
Going to get a lot of that.
Mike, this is Tim, Raider fan in the Bay.
Hi, Tim.
I've got one word for you.
Yeah.
The pay support.
Now we go through, we cycle through a few of the first calls, and now we're kind of stirring up the bottom.
Don and Mike, hello. Oops. Hi, Don and Mike. You're on the air.
I feel some sticky pages coming up.
All right. Here we go.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I haven't bought a Playboy in 25 years. I'd buy two copies.
You know what? The password is record seller.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
I'm calling about Lisa.
Yeah, shocker. That's a shock. What can we do for you?
Well, you know, I just wanted to let her know that I was on my way to Hex to buy a special towel right now.
Okay, goodbye.
That is so sweet.
Well, as you can hear, Lisa, our audience is behind you. Mike and I are behind you.
Absolutely.
I guess the next move is to get you in a bikini in here and get the photos done.
Yeah, I need to look for a photographer.
Yeah.
You know, it's
cool.
I really want to...
Get you like one of those, you know...
glamour guys to come in here and do it.
Glamour shots.
And you'll do it.
Or like a real, you know, somebody who's like a professional.
So, your
photos will be around here.
And you'll do it on the air, right?
Absolutely. Anything that I can do so that America can enjoy an 8x10 glossy festival of me.
Wow.
Uh-huh. There you go.
There's your answer.
Fantastic.
There's your thing back.
And probably a pretty good idea to keep us out of any photographs.
Absolutely.
Or actually, we could do our old trick. Bring in the male models.
Yeah. Now, you know what? I think it'd be better just...
I think really we ought to
do this one. Let Lisa have her moment.
Yeah. Do this one on the up and up.
Let Lisa have her moment in the sun.
I would like a picture with my two guys.
Yeah, but not for your audition.
No.
You know, wait till the actual shoot and, you know, once you've been accepted.
Here's John in Philly. Listen to this guy. John.
Hey, I'm already standing in line at my favorite newsstand.
Hey, John, it won't come out till next year.
Yeah.
All right, I'll wait.
All right.
I'll wait for the new Star Wars.
First in line.
Like Star Wars. The deadline is December 17th to get your entries in.
What are you going to say when you meet Hef?
I know what she's going to be saying.
Boy, that's good, Hef.
All right, get out of here. You're full of surprises.
Yeah, keep us posted. Let us know how it goes.
Absolutely full of surprises.
Very good.
Hold on, Lisa. Hold on. Come back. We got a glamour shot photographer on the line. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, sir.
You got
Hello.
Me.
Did I get
yeah.
you?
You got me all the way that time because I went, shocker. Yeah. Hi, photographer. How are you?
How you doing?
What are you going to do to make these pictures hot?
Have sex with Lisa.
Hey, Tom.
Maybe not that hot.
Tom, how much do you want to see Lisa naked in Playboy?
A lot.
Oh. A lot.
Why?
Good answer. Now hit the dumb. Don't everybody hit the dumb button.
I can't hear it. There was a good answer.
Tom wants a J.O.
Oh, my God.
That is so sweet. Isn't he great?
Goodbye, Tom.
No.
Yeah, we got to go, Tom. Bye.
I take you all into a break.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead, Tom. Do it.
Hey, guys, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're going into a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look, I'm not back in 10 minutes. They call the cops. Standard operating procedure.
Here's some standard operating procedure. Stay the f*** away from Tony Soprano. Shut the f*** up and listen. It's over. Capisce? Over and done. You call or go anywhere near him or his family, and they'll be scraping your nipples off these fine leather seats.
The Don and Mike Show. Know that they won't let the kids down. Don and Mike.
She's serious as cancer. She is totally into this.
She just came in right before we went on the air. Rob said, 2 seconds. She said, I just want you to know I'm serious. I'm going to be going to the tanning booth.
Yep.
And she said, oh, you got to go on the air. We'll talk later.
Absolutely. Don't want to over-tan, though.
Yeah. Well.
You know, I think of that Kim Cattrall in Sex and the City.
Hello, Matt in San Francisco. Matt.
Hey, Don and Mike, video god.
Hi there.
Hold on.
Let me just say, I like getting the calls from San Francisco now that we're on live.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Francisco. That is...
I've had to listen to you guys from Sacramento, and that absolutely sucks, so I'm glad to be able to get you guys live.
I just want to give a shout-out to San Francisco.
Fantastic city.
Anyway, what can we do for you?
A couple of things about the Lisa posing in Playboy. One, are you guys not the least bit awkward or concerned that looking at Lisa naked is kind of like looking at your sister naked because you guys have been, you know, working together for so long?
Nope.
Well, if you guys aren't awkward, what about, like, once you see her naked, it's going to turn into, like, that Seinfeld episode where every time you see her walking down the hallway, you're going to see her naked, and
That's a good thing.
That's okay.
Well, I mean, for us and the rest of the guys in the world, yeah, but I just hope it doesn't, if Lisa, realizes how
much... I don't know how familiar you are with the show, but you might know that Don and I are somewhat comfortable with nudity.
Here is Lisa right now. Hold on.
Okay.
And that's okay, because once all of America has seen me naked, I'm just going to come to work naked every day.
There you go.
Very good. Naked. I mean, it's already been out there.
Fantastic.
Hello, Donna, Mike's show.
Yes, I would like it if we could have my niece ecstasy.
You could have what?
What the hell was that?
I don't know. I blame that call on Lisa saying she wants to be in Playboy.
Yeah.
Was that Vincenzo?
Dynamite.
That was creepy.
Hello?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, I wanted to, I think it's great Lisa's going to be in Playboy and everything, but you have to think bigger. Since she's going to bring in a professional photographer,
yeah.
Think 2003 calendar.
Hey, Buzz, you ready for your big news that you told me on the hallway?
Yeah, well, I hesitate to bring this up now, but, you know, to talk about awkward, it's,
Buzz is going to
I got to call
Playgirl.
Playgirl, and...
Oh, all right. I thought like there was some real news there.
That's like Tom Gavin. You really bought it.
Yeah.
That was right up until the point. Now he was joking. It was a Buzz joke.
I thought it was something like we've bombed Iraq or something.
Right, no. Right.
Hello, Donna.
And if anybody's going to be in Playgirl, it's going to be Donna myself.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Okay.
All right. Two comments. First, about Tom and the break. I love that. Is everybody else San Francisco and... ISP and everybody getting that too, or is it just us?
No. That is a treat only for WJFK. That, when we go to break, when Tom takes us to break, you guys on the network, you hear him as he continues to talk when the guy says, "This is the Don and Mike show."
Right.
But I leave the phone open while we go to the traffic reporter.
Our local traffic here in Washington.
And Vera abruptly, she's reading the traffic. And while she's doing the traffic report,
Tom is going ha ha.
Tom keeps talking, and then even after she's done with the traffic, when the traffic music is playing, I just leave Tom on.
It's great.
Yeah. Also, on Lisa taking the Playboy pictures.
Yeah.
After she, are we going to be that lucky?
I don't get
what.
What are you talking about?
A shot of Hep DNA.
Oh, a shot of Hef's DNA.
Oh, Hef's DNA. Oh, okay.
Some gargling pictures.
All right. Okay. Get out of here.
Mm, gargling.
You stir it up enough.
Creep. Freaking creep.
Low pressure.
Hello, Don.
Yeah,
Mike.
Low pressure, Rob.
Hello.
Can I be Lisa's sister?
Enough. All right. We're going to change topic.
Yeah.
Oh?
We're gonna turn that wood in our audience right now. Into very soft, pliable cotton.
Dante!
Because we didn't get to something yesterday on the show. Now, is this Kathy, the real Kathy?
Is Kathy real, calling?
The real sister Kathy?
No, this is Kathy Whiteside. I want to be in that article. Come on, this is Kathy.
Hello, right. Thanks, Kathy.
You got me, Kathy Whiteside. It's funny.
It's funny.
That's funny. That's the funniest call we've had today.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's funny.
Hi, this is Kathy. Just a normal guy. Hi, how are you?
All right, yesterday we didn't get to it. Now, we've not pre-read it. Rob said it's not the greatest, but...
I pre-read it.
Did you really?
No.
I haven't either. And Rob said that there's some good and anyway.
You.
What do you mean you?
You.
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 You. Greg Wilson.
Yes.
Yesterday from the USA Today.
I pre-read it when I was booking Patton Oswalt on the show today.
The final word. By Greg Wilson.
Book tour is simple pleasures. Naughty and nice.
Having worked for newspapers for 30 years, I'm comfortable sitting in the back row taking notes, the silent observer. But for the past couple of weeks, I found myself up front and center stage. A very odd place for me to be.
I'm out on tour, promoting a book of my columns. I figured if Sex and the City's Carrie Bradshaw could have her own collection of columns, so could I.
Little did I know what I was in for.
It's like working in the security of TV all your life, then suddenly finding yourself on Broadway. The audience right there, waiting in the dark. I know now how a playwright must feel. Will they laugh? Will they cry? Or will they leave before the third act in search of a stiff drink?
At the end of my appearances, I felt a bit like a bride must... I also felt a bit like a bride must feel after her wedding.
Yeah.
It was all a blur. My feet even hurt.
I showed up where I was supposed to, did my song and danced, and moved on to the next gig. I even went on National Public Radio hoping to sound intelligent. I'm not sure I succeeded. I remember only rambling on about old
screen doors and the sound they make.
Each stop brought its own surprise.
I spent a lovely Saturday morning at the Toadstool Bookshop in Peterborough, New Hampshire, where a group of senior citizens from a local retirement center showed up to look me over. Teachers, clergy, homemakers, they were as feisty as a third grade class I talked to back in the spring. Nice people. They threw no tomatoes.
Their activities director uses USA Today to keep them up to date on current events. But one of the group, Dot, confessed that when they get world weary with the news, they say, "Just give us Craig." I didn't understand what she meant at first, but then I realized I had just been handed a keeper of a compliment.
After years of dealing with the public, mostly through letters and email, it's a bit startling to actually see the people you're communicating with.
Oh, I'm sure they're a bit startled to see me, too. About 25 years ago, when I was writing a column for the newspaper in Saratoga Springs, New York, readers used to come up to me on the street. And tell me what they thought of my musings. It wasn't always pretty. They had another chance last week.
A couple of hundred Saratogans turned out at the public library to hear me read. Though I suspect most showed up only to see how much hair I had lost or weight I had gained. But I've learned the most interesting thing about these readings is that you never know quite who's going to appear.
The highlight of the Saratoga evening was when a woman gave me a big bear hug, then whispered in my ear,
"Oh, we were naughty back then, weren't we, Craig?"
"Oh, we were," I replied.
I didn't have a clue who she was.
This week...
Hold on.
Oh, we've run out of music.
Hold on.
It's almost over.
The final word?
By Craig Wilson.
I didn't have a clue who she was.
This week, it's on to my childhood turf of Western New York. Rochester, Buffalo, Matina,
Lindenville. I wonder who I've been naughty with there.
Best sentence was the last one.
The best sentence was the last one.
Oh, Christ.
There he goes.
You know, even when it's not good, it's still good.
It's still Craig.
Yeah. It's still worth a laugh.
It's pretty good.
I feel a bit like a bride must feel after her wedding.
Yeah, I know that.
Even my feet hurt. We were naughty back then, weren't we, Craig?
We surely were.
I didn't have a clue who she was.
Shocker.
Readers used to come up to me on the street and beat me up.
All right, that's Craig Wilson.
Very nice.
From USA Today.
Very good.
Blind guy?
Hey, Blind Glenn here. How y'all doing, guys?
Yeah, how are you?
Hi, Blind Glenn.
I'm a little bit depressed.
Yeah, I bet I know why.
Why?
You can't see the
picture. Can't see Lisa.
Exactly right. But I'm going to go out and buy a copy anyway and put it on my bedroom wall.
Oh, that's a drag.
Maybe you'll be able to buy the Braille issue.
Mm-hmm. They don't have pictures of them on Braille.
Maybe Lisa will just let you
feel her.
If she comes out to Las Vegas sometime, maybe she would.
Yeah. You can feel all of her and feel how she looks.
Oh, I already got a picture of how she looks in my mind.
Yeah. Feel her up. Now, how does she look in your mind?
I don't think she's about 5'4".
It's pretty close.
No, she's a tall girl.
No, she's really a tall girl. She's actually 6'5".
No, she's, I don't know what she's...
What is she? She's about 5'7"?
5'7".
Yeah, I missed that, didn't I?
Hold on. No, 5'4", 5'7".
She just IM'd me. She's 5'6".
5'6".
5'6", there you go.
Brown hair.
It's kind of brown, kind of blonde.
Green eyes.
I couldn't tell you.
And I don't know anything else. I'm just depressed.
Sure you can.
I can't see her. I never did mind being...
I have no idea what eye color Lisa has.
I do.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
What are you going to say for her? The brown... The brown eye.
She's ballless to you.
Her eyes are like starfish.
Okay, gentlemen, you have a good day.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, buddy.
You too.
Bye-bye. They're blue.
Are they blue? I thought they were brown.
They're blue, and she's offended that we don't know what color her eyes are. Oh, please.
Get out of here.
Hello.
I think the most attractive eye color on a woman is black.
Donna Mike, hello.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Listen, I think a great way for Lisa to definitely get into that issue would be to call Jack Diamond and see if Stacey Bin and Chili Amaro will do a spread with her.
Right, that's the second.
This is the second call about her.
I'd like to see her.
Hello?
What color are Mike's eyes?
Hazel.
What color are my eyes?
Brown.
What color are Buzz's eyes?
Hazelish.
Mine are blue.
No, they're not.
Mine are blue.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. What color are yours, Don?
What's your name?
Brown.
What did I say?
Brown, you are one of one out of three.
Mm-hmm.
What did I say for you, Mike? Hazel?
Hazel.
I think that's accurate.
No, it's not.
My eyes are blue, very, very blue. Piercing Paul Newman blue.
I'm sorry. I'm usually...
One of my better qualities, God damn it.
They're blue ball blue.
I'm sorry.
They're fantastic. When I wear a blue shirt, my eyes stand out.
All right.
You do. You look striking.
Absolutely.
Stunningly right. Gorgeous.
Thank Goodbye. You.
Bye now.
Hold on. We got a call from Rochester.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Is this true Craig Wilson was in Rochester today?
Yeah, he was. This is Eric from Rochester, and he was on the local PBS station being interviewed by a local guy.
There you go.
Would I love to hear a tape of what his voice sounds like.
Fantastic.
It kind of sounds a little bit like this.
Like a little bit.
It's a low voice. Kind of picture Robert from...
Everybody Loves Raymond?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something right now.
Kind
my
of trip, simplified version of that. He has the...
My trip to France was incredible with my partner.
Yeah.
And you don't have to put on voice, though, by Brad Garrett. Brad Garrett's real voice is nothing like that.
It's more like I'm here.
Well, everything that he said in that article,
I'd like
he
to talk about
on this show.
Green doors, Raymond.
It was, the whole thing was repeated. He gives the same interview that he just... Gave in that article.
All right.
Partner Jack.
Thank you, guys.
See you later.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
You know, we got to fly here because we are running out of time, and I want to make sure...
Where are my Adirondack chairs?
I want to make sure we give away the trip to Iceland today.
Very good.
Every day this week, courtesy of IcelandAir.com, we've been giving away vacations to Iceland, and... We're going to give one person a shot to win right now when we play one of our favorite games. It's all relative.
Very good.
Very simple. You call us up, 877-365-3636. Hold on, what is this? Paul.
Yes, Don and Mike.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, I know what color Buzz's eyes are.
Oh, I know. You say red?
Yes.
Right, red eye. Very good. I got it.
Great.
I get marijuana jokes. Now, you call us up on the toll-free line, and you give us the name of a brother or a sister or your mom or your dad, and we will ask you three questions about your family, about your upbringing, about your immediate
could be you,
family.
It could be another family member. It
could be something as pedestrian as, what's your favorite type of ice cream?
Absolutely.
Or it could be something awful, like if you had to have sex with a member of your family of the same sex, who would it be?
That's one of my favorites.
Anyway, three simple questions. You get all three right, you're going to Iceland.
Very good.
So what you need to do is call now at 877-365-3636. They haven't played this game for a long time. Glad we're bringing it back. One person. It's a one shot to win.
Absolutely.
On It's All Relative. Call us now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. A wop bop a loop bop. A wop bam boom.
The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz Burbank likes the jumble, but he loves the Don and Mike Show.
Sure does. I'm trying to figure out the cryptic handwriting. The cryptic handwriting of Joe Ardinger.
Look at that. Is that an elementary school education or what?
Look at it. Can you tell who screened what? Here's the page Lisa screened.
Right. Perfect handwriting.
Here's the page Joe screened. He has no fuel fail.
What did he do that with his feet?
I don't know. Let's
he was struck by a candle yesterday.
Let's get going with It's All Relative.
Very good.
Where we will ask you three simple questions.
How many?
Three.
Thank you.
about a relative, get all three correct, and win a trip to Iceland. Mike, and it's two nights and 3 days. Go to IcelandAir.com for details.
Silly things make me laugh.
Let's go to, you want to do a girl or a guy first?
Whichever one you can read.
That'll be a girl.
All right.
Coincidentally named Lisa.
Ah, very nice.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Hi, where are you from?
Jeremytown, Maryland.
Now, we are going to be calling your mom.
Yeah.
Your mom, Harriet.
Correct.
You know what? In the interest of time, let's turn off the music, Rickon. Watch this. Smart guy.
Yeah.
Ready for this? See if the mom's there.
My mom's probably going to be freaked out.
Call her up now, Rob, and see if the mom is there. Actually,
so that we don't, like, waste time going through all the questions and have the mom not be at home.
Yeah, look at that.
Where did you come up with that?
I'm not book smart.
Brilliant.
You know, I am street smart.
Mm-hmm.
WDM, right here.
Mm.
Right here. Look at that.
Think of the time we've saved.
Well, how many times have we played this game?
And we go through all the questions only to be disappointed.
And we call and then the mom's not there.
And it's irresponsible contesting.
Well, I just spoke to my mom, so she should be there.
Good, we're going to put her on hold.
Now
we'll know for sure. Will she hear it on hold?
She's in area code. Maybe, yeah, she's close. She doesn't listen to the show, does she?
Who, my mom?
Yeah.
Can you call your mom in a minute and you can play this game with us?
Rob's on the phone to the mom right now.
Can she hear it on hold if she stays on hold?
No, not on that line, no.
Well, then just put her on hold.
It's got to be with you, Harriet.
See, mom's a problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is where you're saving us valuable time and money.
Smart guy.
Mm-hmm. Rob is having a negotiation.
Okay, you can kill her, but kill her after the game.
Gosh, your mom's a pain in the ass.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I should have warned you of that.
All right, good. Okay, here we go.
God Almighty.
Three very simple questions. Lisa, for your mom, Harriet.
Harriet.
Okay.
You get all three correct, and you're going to be going to Iceland.
Alrighty.
The first question, Lisa.
Yes.
Ooh. You know, I got so many ways I want to go with the first question. We're so limited with three questions.
You want me to wiggle the mouse again?
No, no need. Oh, right. We're having a problem with the computers today, and the only way that they work
right.
is when Mike wiggles the mouse.
Yeah. Well, when I heard that sound, I thought you might want me to do it again.
But don't break.
Lisa?
Yep.
Lisa, how many men does your mom think you've had sex with? Or no.
My God.
Scratch that. I want the true answer. How many men have you had sex with?
You know, I just got married like 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Great.
Please don't be difficult like Harriet. Please give us an answer.
I'm not saying I'm going to go with that as this question. I just need to know some answers about you.
Like nine?
Nine.
Okay, nine.
Not over the top.
Have you ever enjoyed anal?
No.
No. I'll go with that as my first question. Has your daughter ever enjoyed anal? And
right.
The answer is no. Mike.
Lisa.
Are you talking to Mike or Harriet?
Well, I'm talking to you now, Lisa.
Oh, okay.
This is question number two.
Two of three.
Lisa, in your family, and this is the family like that comes over for holidays, the family you get together with. It doesn't have to be super extended, but, you know, people you see on a somewhat regular basis. Out of that family, that immediate family, who in the family would you consider the biggest embarrassment?
Cindy.
And would you mind saying why?
Because she stabbed every single person in the family in the back at least one time.
Very good.
Hard answer.
What a wonderful answer.
And question number three. Out of all of the male members of your family, and I'm talking your dad, any brothers you might have, uncles, cousins, if there was no such thing as incest, which one of them would you choose to have sex with? Maybe your dad?
I honestly wouldn't choose any of them.
But you have to. If you had to choose one, which one would it be?
Oh, my God.
Lisa, you're a handful. We need an answer.
I'd have to say... Oh, my God.
You had to have
cousin. Seven. I have to say my cousin Saul, just because.
Your cousin what?
Saul, S-O-L. Only
Saul.
Because he's
Saul.
The only person that I'm friends with out of the family.
Cousin Saul. All right, Lisa's answers were a no to the anal, Cindy the biggest embarrassment in the family, and Cousin Saul, if she could, if there were none of those taboos, he would most likely have sex with Saul.
And now let's bring Lisa's mom, Harriet, into the show.
Hello.
Hi, Harriet. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I love you.
Thank you. We love you. I hope you feel that way after we get done asking
well,
these questions.
Well, I don't know whether I'm going to kill you or my daughter.
No, here's the deal.
Direct all your anger at her.
Your daughter has a chance to win a trip to Iceland.
Iceland?
Yes.
I've been there three times.
And, well, then, I was going to say perhaps she could take you, but never mind. If you've been there three times, you know how great it is.
And we're playing a little game we call It's All Relative.
Okay.
We have three questions about your daughter. First question for you, Mom. Your daughter, Lisa, has she ever enjoyed anal?
I didn't know these questions. I don't think she knows what it is.
Has she ever enjoyed sex?
No.
In the
answer is
no. She's a Jewish girl. No.
All right. The answer is no to the question
like,
number
not,
one.
Not
like,
kosher.
Like
Jews don't like anal.
I didn't know that. That is, you learn something every day on this show.
Okay. But did the mom understand the question though?
Of course, I read books.
All right, Mike. Question number two.
Question number two for you, Harriet. We asked Lisa in your family, the people that get together at holidays and things like that, who in the family, Harriet, would be? We asked Lisa this question. Would be considered the biggest embarrassment.
No last name, just a first name.
Oh, I don't even have to think about that one.
Okay.
How would I say about her aunt?
Well, do we need a first name? Because that's what Lisa gave us.
Cindy.
Okay, you're two for two.
Two for two. Now the tough one.
This is very difficult.
Now, if there was no such thing as incest.
You have to think about this one. I'd love
does
to see
you know what
win.
That means, too?
I'm sure your mom knows what it is.
Get a dictionary.
If there was no such thing as having it, you know, it being a violation of all everything that's good and right to have sex with members of your own family.
Oh my God!
If your daughter had to have sex,
if there were no taboos, and it's a hypothetical question, of course.
If she had to have sex with a member of the family, meaning her father, a brother, an uncle, a cousin. Who would she choose to have sex with?
Well, it's not even now that terribly difficult. It wouldn't be anybody in my family, that's for sure.
Well, if she seems confident.
I'm talking about my side.
All right, well then who would your daughter have?
It has to be one of my husband's nephews. They're both absolutely adorable.
All right, we're waiting.
We need a name.
You live in Florida. She's closer to Saul. I would say Saul.
Saul! Wow.
Good job, Mom.
That is fantastic. And she couldn't hear us on hold. Good job.
No, she could not. She could not now.
That
Wait
is
a second.
Fantastic.
My daughter doesn't like cold places. How about the Caribbean?
Honey, your daughter is going to Iceland.
She's going to Iceland.
Yeah, that's
I
the trip we
have. I hope in the summer.
Are you a piece of work?
You're a handful, Harriet.
Your daughter...
Always have been.
Your daughter's won a two-night, three-day trip to Iceland, courtesy of Iceland Air. The coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. Visit IcelandAir.com.
That's incredible. I mean, we really don't get that many winners on this game. And Lisa, your mom hit a home run.
Guess why?
She knew that you don't have anal. And Mom, why is it? And I'm not arguing the point. I'm with you. But why is it that Jewish girls don't like anal?
Have I not heard your show enough? Mom, don't even go there. And life is only one hole. And it's our mouth.
Wow.
Oh, I like this mother-daughter combo. I really do.
All right, so the answers were no, she's never had anal.
Cindy, the biggest embarrassment, and old cousin Saul.
Cousin Saul is the one she'd do.
Yeah.
And then we'll take the show on the road.
All right, Lisa, enjoy your trip to Iceland.
Thank you. Love you guys.
We love you. Thank you for listening. And Harriet?
Lisa, go pick out a cemetery plot. You're dead. Jason's sitting right in front of me in the car. We're sitting outside. I just don't have an accident. Now we're parked in
front of the apartment. We haven't gotten out of our cars. Oh, my God, Lisa, I will kill you. Now, don't ever call the other program in the morning or you're dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the new Midday Show on WJFK.
All right, hold on a second, both of you. For God's sake.
My, they were a handful, weren't they?
Well, you can tell they're related.
Rob.
What, Robbie?
Calm down,
Always
Rob.
Have been a handful.
Calm down, Rob.
No Jewish girls
would do that.
All right. That's three for three. That never happened.
That was very, very strong. Even with Joe's handwriting, we were able to pull that off.
No, that was one that Lisa had.
Oh, it was. Okay.
That was one. See, again, Mike, there's the Lisa page.
Yeah, yes, there you go.
And there's the Joe page.
Back to penmanship class
the
for Joe.
Joe page. Joe, how's your head, buddy?
How's the head
after you got hit the head of the candle yesterday by Kim?
My neck was a little stiff this
really?
Morning.
Whiplash.
But, you know. It kind of reminded me of the time you guys lit off the Halon fire extinguisher and got all, you know, banged up from that years ago. Yeah, sometimes you got to take one for the show.
Okay. All right. Thanks,
thank you, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Am I not speaking clearly yet?
No.
Hey, why should today be any different?
Check with me tomorrow.
Very
fine,
good.
No, don't worry.
It's
all right. Bye-bye.
Why do we ask him questions?
Because I don't know when.
What?
I don't
know. Why do we do that?
Here's Radio 156, Headline News.
Oh, I almost forgot. It's time for the comments now. This guy, Birdley.
He opens his mouth and there's like nothing coming out.
What the hell does us flying to the fire extinguisher have to do with him getting hit in the head with a gigantic candle?
It's amazing. It's amazing the way that brain works.
Nothing.
He has always been a handful.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden. One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
This is Buzz.
He made it up.
All right, Buzz. Today's one of those days.
Yes.
You got some time.
Okay.
Hope you got some stuff.
Oh, I do indeed.
What is your lead, Buzzy?
We start with a Bonnie and Clyde bank robbery in Nebraska.
Ooh.
All right,
everybody stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike
God
Show.
That was very...
I don't know. Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Always ready to tackle the clam. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Hi, Ryan. I'm for Buzzy News Show and Buzz brought to you by Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Veramax. Veramax available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888-TRY-DMAX. Let me get a plug in here for our friend Patton Oswalt from The Leah Show.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to that show.
Patton and his absolutely filthy stand-up tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night at the Improv here in D.C. tonight at 8:30. Tomorrow night, 8 and 10:30. Saturday night, 8 and 10:30. Go to DCImprov.com.
Yeah, it should be a great show.
See Patton Oswalt live. Very good. And now, we're ready for radio news.
Here's Radio 156, Headline News.
With Buzz, currently. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Like something out of the 1930s, a bloody bank robbery today in Norfolk, Nebraska. Three men shot nearly everyone in the bank. Four employees and a customer were killed. Another was wounded. Only two people managed to escape injury. The FBI jumped on the case, but in a town 75 miles away, state police found and arrested three men in a vehicle that was stolen not far from where the getaway truck was abandoned. And while everyone debates whether we should have a war with Iraq, we're having a war with Iraq. The U.S. conducted airstrikes in southern Iraq today. They say, the Iraqis say we hit a civilian airport and other civilian areas.
Right, of course.
The U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff say the targets were military, not civilian, and that the bombing was in self-defense.
Of course,
after
Bruce.
Iraq fired at the aircraft of U.S. allies.
Of course. Oh, hey, Rob, would you get that tape? Get that Batman tape?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm so tired of explaining to people why we say, of course, Bruce.
Of course, Bruce.
Because it makes no sense.
No, I got the other night, Danny. Why do we say Danny?
Oh, that's... Oh, well, now that's...
I had to go way back. Well, yeah, but I mean, I was very tedious going through the whole Caddyshack explanation. Please don't do that.
But when we say, of course, Bruce, it's Batman. It's Adam West.
Yeah, of course. You'll soon hear that.
This is Adam West, Batman.
And
Look how the label is faded.
Jesus Christ.
Sad. How many years has...
Here it is. This is why we say
this. This is Bruce Wayne, millionaire philanthropist, of course, Bruce.
And Batman and Adam West. And I never listened to Don Geronimo and Michael Mirra.
Great, great, great guest.
He never expected it to linger in our minds as long as it has.
I don't think so.
Of course, Bruce. He's coming back on the show, incidentally.
This is Bruce Wayne, millionaire philanthropist, of course, Bruce.
Of course, Bruce. They're making that book, Back to the Batcave, his book about memories of being Batman.
Behind the scenes stuff?
Yeah, they're making that into a TV movie. And he's driving the Batmobile, like wearing a suit and tie. Uh-huh.
Have you heard what the plot is of it, how they work into it? It's done in flashback with younger people playing him and Dick Grayson, but it's all sewn together in modern day where he and what's his name, Burt Ward, solve a crime.
Oh, yuck.
It won't be too jive.
Oh, my God. This is Bruce Wayne, millionaire philanthropist, of course, Bruce.
Of course, Bruce.
Batman and Adam West, and I never listened to Don Geronimo and Michael Mirra.
Of course, Bruce.
Wait, is that going to be one of those right-to-DVDs?
I don't know.
I hope it's a musical.
He's Batman, though. He's a great guest. I love him.
Who next will turn against Martha Stewart? Answer, an assistant at Merrill Lynch who's agreed to plead guilty to a misdemeanor and to testify against Martha in the M-Clone investigation. The assistant was facing a felony charge. He gets the misdemeanor in exchange for selling out Martha. Stewart's spokeswoman has no comment. Have you ever had sex in your parents' house?
Yep.
It's a question on our sex quiz, and if you asked America's teenagers that question, the answer would often be yes.
Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law, Big Prius.
A new study finds that most sexually active teens first had sex at home late at night.
I've had sex in your house, Big Frida.
Oh.
Lover's Lane.
Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law, Big Prius.
Lover's Lane. Lover's
Before
Lane.
Before we were married.
Oh.
Does she know that?
I'm sure she do.
Yeah.
I'm sure she knew.
Of course. Hey, listen. In my house, it's my way at the Long Island Expressway, so keep your snake in its cage for the next 72 hours.
Lover's Lane was abandoned in the 1960s. The study indicates parents shouldn't worry as much about the after-school special as they should about what's going on downstairs or down the hall.
Wah, 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 wah.
I'll drink to that.
The study says about a third of all high school freshmen have already done it. By their senior year, that number is 60%. And nearly 60% say they first did it at their parents' house.
Oh, boy.
The two Las Vegas guys who make the bum-fighting videos have been arrested in suburban San Diego.
Right, Siegfried and Roy.
24-year-old Zach Buback and 19-year-old Ryan McPherson were tracked for 3 months by the La Mesa police. Their videos feature, as they bill it, drunks and crackheads in fistfights and even running headfirst into steel doors and jumping off bridges.
Funny tapes.
One guy
They're
was
really funny tapes.
Coaxed into pulling one of his own teeth. They've apparently sold over 300,000 videos.
I'm sorry I'm laughing at that.
I'm laughing at you laughing at it.
Funny.
At $20 a piece on the internet, 300,000 copies. Police say some of the homeless men have been injured and others threatened by the producers.
The teeth pulling.
Pull your own tooth.
The two entrepreneurs now face felony charges.
Oh, dear me.
Pull your own tooth.
MGM says it won't cut anything out of the hit movie Barbershop.
You think we can get Joe to do that?
Yeah, right before we fire him.
Pull his own tooth.
Yeah.
No, he's not retarded.
Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton have been asking that scenes be cut from Barbershop, the ones poking fun at Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks. MGM says it will not only leave the movie intact, but that it's already working on a sequel. The movie was number one again this week at the box office, despite Jackson and Sharpton's calls for a boycott. The producers of the movie have apologized for any offense.
Well, you know, why doesn't Jesse Jackson just shut his big friggin' mouth?
Tony, Barry White needs a new kidney.
Tony?
Oh.
His record company says he's now on dialysis and that once he's stable, he'll be a candidate for a transplant.
Oh, man, I'm trying to cut a spot, Tony.
Where's my Barry White record?
Please join me for a lovely transplant.
While you're looking, Price is Right announcer Rod Roddy is back in the hospital for colon cancer.
Oh, no.
He was admitted to an L.A. hospital.
This is like the all bad news segment.
Such a drag.
Last Friday, he'll be out for 2 to 3 weeks. He was first diagnosed with the disease last year. In fact, his first surgery was on 9/11/2001. Now back to Barry.
Hold on, though. You know what? I need the CD, though.
You mean?
I need the CD. Yeah, that's the one I want.
That one?
That one, and I need...
Yeah, got it.
And by the way, Rod Roddy's been with Bob Barker for 17 years now.
Sorry to hear that about Rod Roddy.
Of course we are.
Well, a tribute to Barry White coming right up here. Hold on, give me a second. Give me just a second.
And he needs, what does he need, Barry White?
Barry White needs a new kidney.
A new kidney.
Yeah. Remind me on the show. I can't give one. I've already got one.
I don't want to give mine up.
Yeah.
Am I back close?
Never going to give it up?
Right. Never going to give it up.
Tomorrow on the show, we'll play our tribute to Barry White.
Very good.
It'll sound something like this.
Monday. We got to do our kidney tribute to Barry White.
Oh, man, I'll be ready for my ice cream headache.
With the tape, too, about join me. God damn it. I'm on the spot.
Paul Quinn
College. Right, we got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting from sea to shining sea. Hello, ladies. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, Denver quarterback Brian Griese may not play Monday night against Baltimore. He's limping on a sprained ankle after tripping over his dog on the stairs at home last night.
Hey, they love that.
Minnesota's Randy Moss has scored more touchdowns than anyone except for Rams' Marshall Faulk, but that doesn't mean he can get away with pushing a traffic officer half a block with his car, or does it?
This is like my whole fantasy squad in this newscast right here.
That's too bad. I play you this week, Ralph.
Yeah, that's really too bad.
Do you have Brian Griese?
Yeah, I do.
Sorry, Ralph.
That's terrific.
What's your record?
What? I'm 2-1 going.
You weren't starting him, though. You're starting Dante Culpepper, right?
I was going to start Griese this week, though, because Dante got me all of 2 points last week.
I'd like to see the Seattle defense trip over their dogs.
The whole defense?
Absolutely. Every one of them. Marshall Faulk fell on his head.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Moss, out of jail this morning, and what could have been a felony is down to just two misdemeanors. The Vikings say he will play on Sunday.
Did he call you, Rob, to apologize?
He did. He said he was powerful, sorry.
The troubled receiver still has the NFL to deal with. Police say they found a trace of marijuana in his car's ashtray. Moss's agent says it wasn't Randy's.
Hello, Rob?
The NFL.
This is Randy Moss. I'm powerful, sorry. I know you're going to start me in your fantasy league this weekend.
That's a thoughtful call, Randy.
That woman, she just would not get out of the way.
Randy. The NFL, which once fined Moss $25,000 for squirting a referee with water, says there will be an evaluation. It's official, Michael.
And then he gets the other call.
Hi, Rob. This is Brian Greasy. I fell over my dog. I'm not going to be able to play for your fantasy team this weekend.
What school do you go to?
It's official.
Hey, who that on the phone there?
Hi, Randy. This is Brian Greasy.
How do you like playing for Rob Spiewag in a fantasy football?
He's all right. I think he's a neat guy.
I think he's just peachy.
Michael Jordan's coming back
again. I think
again.
He's a racist.
Michael Jordan says he's in great condition after an injury last season, that he feels very strong, and that he still loves the game. And finally, a consumer alert, a recall, actually, by an international company that sells sex toys. The company says it's recalling the Rampant Rabbit, a rabbit-eared toy featured on Sex and the City. The 7-inch-long device can reportedly cause injury. The vibrators apparently have defective seals that might allow the spillage of tiny beads from the shaft.
The shaft of what?
Of the Rampant Rabbit,
oh,
of course.
Oh, toy, okay.
Yes. Right. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzz.
Shaft. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tomorrow with a new episode.
Very good.
You have a great Friday stuff. See you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
I hope you have a powerful good evening.
I follow your lead.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.